MagicBaltimore.com.
Randy Dennis here. I am with Mr. Smooth himself, Gary Taylor. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Randy. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Thank you. We're on the ship right now for the Capital Jazz Super Cruise, and I was so delighted and excited that I got the assignment to host the show, because it was through women that I got hip to you. People would call me up at the radio station and say, man, why don't you play more Gary Taylor, man? Gary Taylor's...
It's female-driven.
Yeah.
I think I really believe it's actually been the request of women that have me on this journey right now. But it's a truly a different kind of experience. I don't know if anybody has ever heard of the Super Cruise, the Jazz Cruise, Capital Jazz Super Cruise. They should really look into doing this, because it's a life-changing experience being on a ship with this many people that are reflecting this much joy. And then to be surrounded by tons of music, it's a whole other animal.
And Gary, I'm glad to see you smiling.
Yeah, well, that's my rarity. My not smiling is my guard.
What do you consider your music?
I consider my music adult contemporary R&B.
Bedroom music?
It's totally bedroom. Totally bedroom, totally lovers. People have told me that they've had children of mine. People have told me that they healed their marriages. Brothers will tell me in a heartbeat that they'll use the music to catch a chick. Girls have told me in a heartbeat that they will use the music to accent a dinner date, that they're cooking for somebody and they'll play the music. I mean, it takes on an atmosphere of music that'll draw couples closer together.
Someone to love.
Hey, baby.
Hey, yeah.
I'm sending out a call for help.
Help me.
Hey, baby.
Help me, baby.
Send me.
Please.
Sending out a call for love.
Someone to love.
Your set was such a great vibe. It was smooth, it had feeling, and it touched you.
You skipped the silliness as well. There's those moments when I want to spend time dogging Mitt Romney, because I'm a Barack Obama fanatic.
Right.
And so the neat thing about that is when you get on stage as an adult, people will listen to you as an adult. I'm not trying to sell anything or push anything. So the whole smooth, the whole vibe that people get is a part of what I'm trying to portray. And that's as opposed to being a singer, songwriter, entertainer. I prefer to be an artist.
Woke up this morning, thinking about everything I can think about, baby. Dreaming last night.
I'm a person who just does what he does, and I love doing it, and it translates. It translates. People feel it. So, I make my point just being an artist.
And what amazed me is that when the lights came up, to see Gary Taylor, I saw Gerald Albright, Kim Waters, Nick Colione,
Eric Robeson. L.A.
Yeah.
Lynn Fidmont. It's like everybody knows the music.
Savasha, oh man, yeah. Algebra. They were all there to see Gary Taylor.
Yeah, it's kind of strange.
Wow.
Kind of strange. But I think the admiration is the quality of songs I've been able to write. I mean, I've written, songs for Layla Hathaway, Najee. I'm writing now with Will Downing, doing something with Rochelle Farrell on my new album. I've written for Anita Baker, The Whispers. Grover Washington has recorded my music. It's just like when you have names that are attached to the foundation of the richness of R&B/jazz, as opposed to smooth jazz.
Right.
When you have that, man, it just brings credibility to you. I mean, as a songwriter, I have credit. So.
Now, how many CDs do you have?
I have on my own label, I have 8. I'm working on my 9th one right now.
Oh.
Overall, I have 10 albums.
10 albums?
Yeah.
We're showing our age, albums.
No, albums. I mean, my first album was a GT album that goes all the way back to 1983 at A&M Records. Yeah. And then my second record was at Virgin.
You mentioned your own label, and it is?
Morning Crew Music.
MCM.
That's it.
That sounds big.
It used to be Morning Crew Records, and it's just like Morning Crew Music because it isn't just records.
Right.
And we don't have record stores anymore.
Right.
So what's the significance of having records if you don't have a record store to sell it? So it's really when people hear, yeah, I got this from Morning Crew Music, and Morning Crew Music is about songwriting. It's about songs. People can come to Morning Crew Music to acquire songs, or they can come there to acquire what I record.
I was hanging on to every little thing she had to say.
Now, during your set, you say you've been trying to finish this last album, but this cruise has inspired you to finish it by spring.
It has inspired me. I mean, I'm 6 songs into it. I have like 33 songs that I'm picking from to put on this album. I need to narrow it down to 12. A large part of my laziness over the last 6 years has been my kids graduating from college, and I'm not pushed or angst or in a hurry to make sure I can pay this bill, that bill, to help them, make sure I don't fail them, you know. So I've taken my time with this record, and in taking my time, I have better songs.
And you recorded how many songs?
Well,
I know you said 6, but you've written or something?
I have ideas. I put in digital recorders, I have ideas. For this particular album, there's 194 ideas. Just ideas. And then what you do is you take the idea and figure out which ones are you going to develop that'll fit the concept of the album. The album's called Acoustic Therapy. So the 6 songs that are on the album now, they fit the concept of the album. And that'll be what it's about.
How do people get up on Gary Taylor? How do you have a Facebook
page? I have a Facebook friend page. I can't take any more friends because I'm over the 5,000.
Right.
I have a little over 8,000 fans on my fan page. I have a website, morningcrew.com is my website, and that's pretty much, you know, where I hang out. But most of the interaction with the music heads, the music family, friends, fans, whatever, it happens on the Morning Crew fan page, which is Gary Taylor. Facebook.
Gary Taylor, thank you for taking the time, man. I feel so blessed to have been in your presence to see you do you.
You humble me, brother.
I'm serious. It's like that. Here's Gary Taylor from his Square One album, Blind to It All. MagicBaltimore.com.
Caught up in the madness of it all. Through a dream, I let get away. Wanting to remember things I can recall. That's my life from day to day. Daring was my heart so free to fly. Boundaries of my life, never thinking I could ever lose. That's the mind of a fool. All that I'm wanting to say is I made the biggest mistake in my judgment of where you are in my heart. Turning this feeling around means getting my feet on the ground and loving you, baby, just for who you are. I never got close enough. I never knew the feel of love. Is that we're lost, trying to find my way back into your heart. Loneliness is proof of my mistake. That's my life, give and take. take.